From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel broadcast. It's my pleasure to have you join us, and I trust that as you listen in to the Word of the Lord today, that you will hear the Lord's voice to your heart. Letting the Bible Speak is the Reverend James Porter, and he turns our thoughts to the book of Numbers chapter 23 and verse 10, the words of Balaam, "Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his." That message right after we hear these words in song.
Bible reading today is from Numbers 23, verse 10. There we read, "Let me die the death of the righteous, let my last end be like his." These words were spoken by Balaam, the prophet of Midian, in response to the blessing he had pronounced upon Israel. Now in these words, Balaam reminds us all of a certain truth. And that truth is the certainty of death that we all must face. The day and the place of our death may differ, but there's one thing that we are all agreed to, and that is the fact that we all must needs die. Someone has rightly said, every man must be a conscript to the army of death. There is no discharge in that war. Now, some try to evade the thought of death, but this was not so with Balaam. For through the words of our text, he tells us that he did believe in death, and that it was something he himself must face. Now in these words, "Let me die the death of the righteous, let my last end be like his," there are three thoughts that present themselves to us regarding this man Balaam. First of all, I want you to notice Balaam's desire. He says, "Let me die the death of the righteous, let my last end be like his. And here we see how Balaam wanted to die the death of the righteous. The righteous here is a reference to those who are saved, those who have their sins forgiven, those who have believed on Christ to the saving of their soul, those who are covered with the robe of Christ's imputed righteousness. Romans 10 verse 4 says, "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to every one that believeth." All who trust Christ for salvation have the righteousness of Christ imputed to them. And this is how Balaam wanted to die. I wonder, is it your desire also to die the death of the righteous? Then please realize that you can only do so by repenting of your sin and by trusting in Christ and in his finished work for the saving of your soul. Philippians chapter 3 verse 9, the Apostle Paul is speaking of Christ and he says this, "And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." Paul was clothed with the beautiful garments of salvation. Why? Because he had trusted Christ as his personal Saviour. Likewise, it is only through the Lord Jesus that you too can be made righteous. But then we see also that Balaam wanted to die the death of the righteous because he knew they had a blessed end. He says, "Let my last end be like his." He knew that the end of the righteous was peace and joy in heaven forevermore. Psalm 37 and the verse 37 says, "Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace." In Proverbs 14 and the verse 32 we read, "But the righteous have hope in death." He has hope, why? Because in death he enters into heaven, into the presence of the Lord. And this was something that Balaam knew. Is it your desire today to go to heaven also? Then you can only do so by faith in Christ. Recall what our Lord said to Thomas in John 14 in the verse 6. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." But notice also in the second place, Balaam's delay. Now, although Balaam had a desire for heaven and to die the death of the righteous, we never read in the Bible of him becoming one of God's righteous ones. He did not repent nor seek the Lord for salvation. His desire to be righteous before God never materialized into a reality. He delayed in getting right with God. In Luke 19, we read of the rich young ruler who said to Christ, "Good Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He had a desire for eternal life, but that was all. For he went away from Christ very sorrowful, for he was rich. Is this a description of yourself? A desire to get saved, but that is all. In the case of Balaam, he delayed getting right with God because he did not want to live a righteous life. 2 Peter tells us that he loved the wages of unrighteousness. He was not prepared to give up his sin. Is this the reason why to date you have not trusted Christ as your Saviour? Is it because you're not prepared to repent of your sin? Oh, the Bible says, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Also in the case of Balaam, he did not die a righteous man because he wanted the applause of the world in the way of the ungodly king of Midian who was called Balak. Jude 11 speaks of filthy dreamers and says they ran greedily after the way of Balaam. They were greedy of the world and of its applause, just like Balaam. Likewise, there are many. They reject Christ because they are afraid of losing popularity with the world around them. Pilate was such a man because he rejected the Lord out of a fear of man. The Bible says the fear of man bringeth a snare. Is this the reason why you to date have delayed coming to Christ for salvation? Is it because you are afraid of what others might think? Someone has rightly said that a man caught up in the world is not ready for the next. Do not let the fear of others, whoever they are, keep you back from coming to to Christ. But then notice in the final place, Balaam's death. Over in Numbers chapter 31 and in the verse 8, we read of Israel in battle. This is what it says. And they slew the kings of Midian, beside the rest of them that were slain, namely Evi, Rechem, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, five kings of Midian. Balaam also, the son of Beor, they slew with a sword. Balaam died a violent death, fighting against those whom he wanted to be like. On the day he died, his soul was ushered out into a lost eternity and hell. For he had not repented of his sin, nor did he know the Lord as his Redeemer. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. In Matthew chapter 7, and the verse 23, the Lord tells us what he will say to those on the judgment day who know him not. He says, And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 tells us, Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Balaam did not enter heaven. He did not inherit heaven, but rather was lost in hell, because he was not righteous before God through Christ. Unsaved listener, the prophet Micah says, Remember Balaam. We are to remember Balaam. We are to note Balaam. As you remember Balaam today, please understand that if you die in your sin, then your soul will be lost in hell forever. Revelation 20 verse 15 says, Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. But this need not be so if only you will prepare to meet God by coming as a sinner to Christ for salvation. Neglect Christ no longer, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whenever Adoniram Judson, the missionary to Burma, was on his deathbed, he said to those who were gathered around him, I am not tired of my work, neither am I tired of the world. Yet when Christ calls me home, I shall go with the gladness of a boy bounding away from school. He was looking forward to heaven. Why? Because all was well with his soul through Christ. Likewise, if you will but trust in Christ for the saving of your soul, then you too will be able to look forward to heaven someday. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.